90.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Andy Reid.
And I'm Mike Porter.
No, that's not right.
I'm Andy Reid.
And I'm Mike Porter. And you're listening to WGXE during the 10 years for Open Ears Pledge Drive.
Please visit wgxe.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 to make a donation or become a sustaining member today.
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Neil Verma of Chicago Road. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxe.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Listening to 90.7 FM WGXE Acre Catskill Hudson. With me,
hey,
in
Kevin.
With
I don't think.
With me in the studio today is.
It's Eric.
Eric Fixler.
Yeah.
And Tom Gogola.
Yeah.
And in celebration of the.
Hi.
Anniversary of the UN's birth. We're going to be bringing you music from around the world, and not in English. So, what do we have first up now, Eric?
All right, so we got a bunch of stuff from all over the place. Now I can hear. Keep going. Better, much better. So the first song is a Swedish band called Hills. This song is called Och sonen sänkte sig rod.
Okay.
Which is appropriate for this time of day because it means the sun set red.
Excellent.
And Hills are R.I.P., but they're a psych rock band from Göteborg.
Yeah.
Which is also known as Gothenburg.
Ooh.
But we have a lot of fun stuff tonight. We have some stuff from India.
Okay.
Cambodia.
Ooh.
Zambia. Ethiopia.
And we also got some stuff from Bolinas, California.
Indeed.
An old friend, Tom Gogola, just landed in New York from a cross-country trip.
Yes.
And welcome to New York, Tom.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you for having me. And
yeah.
It's great to be back in the great state of New York.
It is. We're all from New York. We're all native New Yorkers, which is not unusual in Hudson. But we are also from the 90s. Yes.
Yeah, this town is like city gets the generation.
Oh, I don't think we can't insult.
Sorry, you're
the
right.
People, the people who really have turned this town around in a lot of ways.
I'm learning serenity now.
So you are?
I'm working on it.
Yeah,
I'm
working
on it.
Work a little harder.
I'm working on it. I'm going to work harder.
And we're listening to this stuff cold, so
cold.
Let's go from Sweden, Gothenburg.
Göteborgs.
Okay.
All right, let's listen to Hills for a little bit, and then we'll be back in a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was different.
Different than what?
Different than anything I expected.
What did you expect?
I expected something interesting.
Oh.
No, I expected something a little more. I mean, I don't do drugs, and I feel like I would enjoy this if I did a lot more drugs.
I don't know. You know, I enjoy. You know, I feel like some people might call this like psychedelic, but I feel like the modern stuff they call it psych is short because I don't.
It's kind of drone. I like
the
drone stuff.
It's,
I like
drone-y.
The droney, and I get the sort of altered state aspects of it. But
it's rocks, though. It just rocks.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. Like, you're in Sweden, and, like, actually, this band has a girl drummer, woman drummer.
Yeah.
Which I think is super badass.
Yeah.
But the rest of the band, you know, they're like big Swedish dudes with, like, hair and beards and shit and Thor and stuff and Thor.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm. I don't. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. I could see how somebody would like this. but for me right now, I feel I want a little. Tom, you have any? You
I'm
like
enjoying
this kind
this
of music?
Music?
You like this music?
Yes.
You know, but in all my time spending time listening to music with Kevin, he's literally liked one song.
Well, that's Kevin for you. I'm the original curmudgeon.
What do you know?
What do I know? I mean, this is the guy that goes out chasing mushrooms 6 or 8 months out of the year and then has the nerve to say that he doesn't do drugs.
I don't do those mushrooms. I don't do those mushrooms. But I think these guys might have, who are in this band. No, I could. Whoa. This isn't interesting.
This might be a little more familiar. Might be a little more home for you, Kevin.
Yes, thank you for my comfort
this
zone.
This is actually the nephew of Ravi Shankar. Ananda Shankar.
มสรลังสลตรวมจมูกพอง
Cambodian artist named Sin Sisamouth or Sisamouth. I don't know that I'm necessarily pronouncing it correctly, obviously. But he was a big star in Cambodia. Big in Cambodia. Tragically died at the 1976 at the age of 43.
Ooh.
It's young.
So young.
Very young.
So young.
Clearly channeling Carlos Santana's Black Magic Woman there, and before even Sade recorded Smooth Operator, he was anticipating her hit single from 20 years hence.
Wow.
Well, what's amazing...
Visionary.
You know, what I love about this kind of music, and it's funny, you know, as we, you know, go to these different countries, too. Fact is, like it or not...
I like it.
We are cultural colonialists, the United States, us, we people.
Right.
So to a large degree... not that everybody in the world is listening to the same music all the time, but everybody in the world is hearing a lot of the same music. So it's super interesting to hear how each country, each culture mixes in their own music with the stuff that we're pumping to them.
Not to get terribly political at the moment, but then okay. So the difference between cultural diffusion, cultural appropriation.
It's a good question. Yeah.
And and just you know, plain old borrowing and building. I guess the power differential is what would differentiate between.
It's a good question. I think in these cases, let's see, the instruments being used are basically Western instruments.
Not the sitar. I mean, the
true.
Previous
song. Yeah.
So that Ravi Shankar. You had
not
an interesting
Ravi Shankar,
observation.
No, Ravi Shankar was the guy's uncle. It was Ananda Shankar. They all look alike, right?
No.
That was on you.
All the sitars sound alike to me. I can't tell one sitar from.
Oh man.
But Tom had an interesting. Tom, you're actually a musician.
Am I? Well, my interesting observation was that version was kind of lacked the backbeat of and the real punch of Jumpin' Jack Flash, but you still kind of caught the full flavor of the tune through those, you know, really highly enunciated sitar lines. So I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, that was cool. And for somebody like me who's sort of just basic when it comes to music, I like that. Oh, I know this song. Oh, and they're playing it differently, but I know it. So there's something I can hang on to and dig it. And so we've gone from India to Cambodia.
We started in Sweden. Then we went to India.
Uh-huh.
Then we went to Cambodia.
Nice. I really like that Cambodian.
Me too. We're going to actually listen to a little bit more Cambodian, but now we're going to turn it around.
Okay.
We're going to listen to a band from Los Angeles.
Ooh.
Called Dengue Fever.
Oh.
That brings a lot of their singer, born in Cambodia. I guess that makes her Cambodian. They bring a lot of Cambodia to their music, and they also have brought a lot of collected and released a lot of Cambodian rock in the United States as well.
But cool.
One of my favorite bands, Dengue Fever.
Dengue Fever. All right, let's hear it. We'll be right back.
Sorry for the cold stop. Sorry, I was a little cold. Yeah. My bad.
That's all right. Oh, that was wonderful.
Isn't Amharic amazing?
Amharic.
Isn't Amharic amazing?
And tell me about Amharic.
Amharic is the language they speak in Ethiopia. And that was Seyum Gebreyes and the Walias band from the Ethiopiques collections. Ethiopiques is like a multi CD collection of music from Ethiopia. It's from volume 13, the Golden 70s. And that band also was the backing band for Mulatu Astatke, who's still around, still playing, I believe lives in D.C. now. But yeah, it's pretty. There's nothing vocally sounds like that, right?
Beautiful song. And the one before that, can you tell us a little bit about the tune before that?
Band is called Amanaz from Zambia.
Zambia.
Mm. They released one record. I think that's from 73. What were you hearing there?
I was hearing lots of things. I was hearing a little Bob Dylan in there. And I was hearing, what was that other tune that we were singing along with?
Oh,
Can't You See?
Can't You See? Speaking of appropriation.
Well, just let me interrupt you for 1 second. Just if you know who sings that song, or if you want to make a request, you can actually give us a call here in the studio. I'm making Kevin cringe right now. I don't know. Why don't you? I'm going to say the number. Then you can tell me why you're a misanthrope. 518-828-0290. I'll say it one more time. 518-828-0290.
And we should also mention that in addition to celebrating the United Nations birthday today by traveling around the world,
we have a new denizen of the Hudson Valley.
We have a new denizen of the, but it's also WGXE is it's the 10th year of WGXE.
No way.
Yeah,
no
and way. We started this show right at the beginning, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been here in a long time. It's nice to be back.
You had a lot.
Nice to be back.
You used to have black hair.
That was never a thing.
And but we're having a fun drive. So we're having a fun drive.
Is it a fun drive?
It is a fun. I'm having a blast. Drive. I think it should be. We're having a blast drive.
Yeah.
But Wave Farm. It's a nonprofit arts organization driven by experimentation with broadcast media and the airwaves. We ask, beg, you know, Cajol, Weedle.
Implore.
Cajol?
Implore.
Wait, Cajol?
You can say that on the air, at least in this context. Think about becoming a WGXE sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Choose your monthly donation amount from the drop-down menu, wgxe.org/donate. It's WGXE96.org. Yeah.
Yeah.
WGXE.org. It's $5-$10 a month.
$5-$10 a month.
To have shows like this and the Irish show and all sorts of just fabulous opportunities for broadcasters to come on and
absolutely. And community radio is the backbone of America. And one more time with the studio call in line. That's 518-828-0290. Call in with your requests. We'll be right back.
sağdan soldan istarabim, istarabim, istarabim. 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 Sağdan soldan istarabim.
All right. So.
So, yeah.
Turkish.
So that was from Turkey.
Turkey.
That was Erkin Koray.
Mm-hmm.
Giant of Turkish rock and roll.
Was that rock and roll? Could you classify that as rock and roll?
Tell me why you wouldn't.
Why wouldn't?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
One's trashing a hotel room.
It didn't seem like it was based on sort of any blues or R&B or I don't know.
Well, here's the question about rock and roll then.
Right.
Is a question there then your country's cool music, even if it isn't strictly speaking rock and roll, is it your country's version of rock and roll? That's kind of the issue that we're raising here.
And, yeah.
And can
is
you
it?
Call it that?
I don't know what we're raising issues.
Well, you're raising issues here all of a sudden.
What's going on here? I don't think it didn't sound like rock and roll.
Sunday night, we're trying to have a gentle music night, and you're raising major issues.
Well.
And the studio line is open, folks. 518-828-0290.
Well, we don't know if we're going to be able to answer those phones.
We can answer the phones. We can always answer the phones.
Technology.
So why...
Well, here's the other question. Since Eric raised it earlier, what is it about these countries that had these golden ages in the 1970s? What is it about that era that sort of brought forth this sort of consciousness and this sort of participation from the West in grasping onto these wonderful music from these countries that were themselves experienced this golden age, much as... You know, the Western world experienced its golden age, so to speak, with the British invasion or what have you.
What do you mean, in the 70s?
Yeah.
In the 60s?
Is it because of, you know, all of the Westerners who traveled around during that time and identified and highlighted this in a sort of Alan Lomax type of international way and then brought some of that music back to the West? Or is it simply an organic process that they just had this golden era? And I would demand an answer.
You demand an answer? Well... I'm sorry, Tom, I don't have an answer for you. I feel like, you know, it was the zeitgeist, you know, that's, and a little Weltanschauung, and, you know.
Was there some Sturm und Drang?
Yeah, a little Sturm und Drang.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was
Sturm
und Drang. All right.
But, no, I think it was just the moments that just catch fire, you know, around the world. So you got anything else queued up there?
No, we got
Fixler?
Some music. We got some music. So we're gonna go back now. I should trick you because you wouldn't guess.
It's
but
no. I mean, it's like honestly making
what?
It's a lose-lose. Like trying to trick me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're gonna go back. Now we're gonna go back to another American band.
Okay. Do they sing in English?
You're gonna find out that I'm gonna let be a surprise, but they're from Houston.
Oh, they're
Houston,
Texan.
The home
Texas.
Of the home of Purple Drank.
Purple
Drank. The home of Purple Drank.
Okay, yeah, you can say it a thousand times. I still would not.
The
know
home
what you
of
said.
Chopped and Screwed, but this isn't Chopped and Screwed. This isn't Purple Drank.
Okay.
Let's just listen.
All right. We'll be right back.
старі, а старші, не старі, котинські.
That was viscerally disturbing.
Really? It's canary. Canarek.
Canary. Yeah. Well, that's what's the opposite of onomatopoeia? Because that does not sound like what that is.
Pia onomana?
I don't know.
So that's Plastic People of the Universe. It's a newer track. I don't know exactly when that's from Plastic People of the Universe. But Plastic People of the Universe, a very Frank Zappa-influenced underground band from Czechoslovakia it's a really important cultural component of the Prague Spring in 1968. I think the members of the band were all arrested at some point, thrown in jail, and then after
a badge of honor back then.
But then after the Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia, eventually they started making music again, and this is actually with the Brno Philharmonic, which is where some of that drama.
And the Velvet Revolution, if you're unfamiliar, was when the Velvet Underground went and toured Czechoslovakia, of course, in 1968.
Of course.
No. Well, that music, to me, is basically the music you want to put on in your house on Halloween to scare the living daylights out of the children.
It is Halloween next week, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Halloween.
Huh, Halloween.
I think we're going to have an explosion of children.
Children.
Out. Halloween trick-or-treating. I'm so not looking forward to it, but I guess
there you go, Scrooge.
Yeah. I may have to break out my theremin.
You want scary? I'll take out the banjo
and a dozen eggs.
Yeah,
and it doesn't seem like you're using any shaving cream, so it looks like you have plenty of that laying around too.
Nice. All right. So.
All right.
What do we got now?
Well, you know, I just don't like to go away from Africa for that long.
No.
So, Ebo Taylor.
The soul of the world, man. That's where it all comes from.
It's totally true.
Sisters. in her eyes. It was the kiss of death. Love and death walk hand in hand. The way to thy grave is just the same. Love and death, they walk hand in hand. The way to thy grave.
Oh, I am? Okay.
Yeah.
I think you make yourself louder than you make me. You do that on purpose?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the volume is in order of importance.
Nice. Where's Tom then?
Way down here. All the way down at the bottom.
Oh, sad. So we're pretty much running out of time.
We're coming up on the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah. This was our first, my first time back, your first
back
time.
Back in the studio.
Back in the studio.
Yeah.
This is the first live broadcast I've done.
We have to put condoms on the microphone so that we don't COVID-ize the microphone. So you know that at home. If you can hear, I'll hear the sound. Can you hear that? Maybe you can't hear that, but it's the microphone. I swear, it's a real thing. The microphone condom.
No, I know. I'm right here.
No, I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling our listener.
Our listener?
Our listener.
My mom is going to sleep already. She's like, it's way past your bedtime.
And you can put the lubricant away, Eric.
Thank you for taking it next level.
So who is this that we're talking over right now?
This is Ebo Taylor. We got two Ghanaian musicians in a row. This is Ebo Taylor, who's 85 years old. I mean, he didn't make the music today.
Wow.
Obviously, he's 85 years old. And up next, we're going to have a Ghanaian who I think has relocated to Toronto, doing a little bit more techno thing called Atakak.
Mm-hmm.
Atakak. Sort of like sounds dirty.
Yeah, but what is
I don't think it's dirty.
No.
But it sounds dirty.
Yeah.
Do you think it sounds dirty, Tom?
I
no comment.
I don't think. Come on, let's Let's keep this clean.
All right, Kevin, when are you going to be on again?
Well, we're going to be on. I'm going to be on again next month before Sunday. This is Foraging Ahead. You're listening to WGXE, Acre, Catskill,
WGXE.
Hudson, 90.7 FM.
WGXE. We're
the Pledge Drive.
Pledge Drive.
The donate. Think
fun
of becoming
drive.
A Funds. It's the fun drive. Yeah.
Skirt, skirt.
Become a WGXE sustaining supporter and go to their website, our website, I should say.
Our website.
Our
it's
website.
Ours.
Yeah. WGXE.org.
Yeah.
And $5 a month, $10 a month. I mean, think of.
What did you waste $5 on today?
What?
What did you waste $5 on today? I mean, you could easily waste $5 on WGXE
wasted,
today. You
I
probably waste $5 10 times today.
Oh, I know. No, it's. I should better track of my money.
You should keep better track of your money so you can give it to WGXE.
Exactly. Well, I do. And so should you, and so should you.
So should I.
And so should you.
Don't tell me what to do with my money. Tell me what to do with my money.
I'll tell you what to do with your money. You don't have to listen.
You know, Kevin, he's an investment advisor, and he's made many people wealthy, including me. And if he says $5 in WGXE, it will become $5,000 in your bank account. Via the powers of karma, not via...